奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考一段道理，我们再一起祷告。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we start our afternoon session, so that we can all learn the Bible teachings together before we pray.
我们每一个月的第一个安息日下午都是祷告会。
Every month, the first week of the month, we have the prayer session.
祷告这是我们属灵的呼吸。
Prayer is our spiritual breathing.
就像这首诗歌说的。
Just as it says in this hymn.
在今天我们出门以前，我们有祷告吗？
Before we left our house, did we pray?
在每一天的生活里，我们开始做任何事情以前，我们有先跪下来求神来带领吗？
In our everyday, before we do something, do we kneel down to pray to ask God to guide us?
希望我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们属主的门徒，我们能够建立这样一个祷告的生活。
And I hope that as brothers and sisters, we can build up a life of prayer.
我们每一天都需要神的话。
Every day we need God's words.
我们每一天都需要祷告，求神带领。
Every day we need to pray to ask God for His guidance.
如果在我们揭开一天的生活之前，我们先祷告。
If before our day starts, we pray.
不管在今天里面遇到什么事。
No matter what we encounter,
我们一定会很清楚的知道，凡事有神的美意。
Then we will know in everything there is God's will.
就算在困难当中，神都会带领我们走过。
Even in difficult times, God will guide us through.
我们如果能够把这样一个生活的主权交在主的手上，由他来带领。
If we are able to put everything in God's hands to allow God to guide us,
我们会发现我们的生活其实是很轻松的。
Then our life we will realize is very relaxed and easy.
跟从主的门徒，真的像主所说的，我们的担子是轻省的，我们的轭是容易的。
Just like Jesus said to his disciples that
we 的担子是轻省的。
The burdens are light, but our yoke is heavy.
不会 heavy.
It is not heavy.
就是神他会有我们担当。
Because God will bear our burdens.
但是问题是我们每一天都愿意把这样一个生活的主权交给他来带领。
But the thing is, we need to entrust everything to God.
所以祷告神很重要。
So prayer to God is very important.
多祷告就多有力量。
The more we pray, the more strength we have.
不祷告就没力量。
If we do not pray, then we do not have strength.
我们如果依靠自己，一定会失望。
If we rely on ourselves, then we will fail.
但是依靠神的，永不失望。
But if we rely on God, then we will never fail.
我们今天下午就用你当，请你先求问神做题目来互相查考。
And today we will use the topic of please inquire for the word of the Lord today.
我们来看列王记上二十二章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 22.
第五节。
Verse 5.
列王记上二十二章第五节。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 5.
这是我们今天的读经进度。
This is today's Bible reading.
从明天开始就是读列王记下第一章了。
And then from tomorrow, we will start to read 2 Kings chapter 1. 希望我们
弟兄姐妹都能够跟着进度，每一天读一章圣经。
And I hope that brothers and sisters, we can follow this Bible reading together so that we read a chapter every day.
细细的去思想它所带给我们的信息。
And when we read the Bible chapters, we take time to think about and meditate on the words.
22章的第五节，约沙法对以色列王说，请你先求问主神。
Verse 5, also Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire for the word of the Lord today.
第二十二章这是再一次的灵界辩证里面很重要的教材。这是那个 spiritual discern, 这是一个基本教材。我们一定要了解这一章里面所讲的道理。
And so in chapter 22, there's a very important spiritual teaching in this chapter.
在列王记上里面13章。我们之前读过的那个老先知跟神人之间也是一个非常重要的教材，我们要学习要了解。
And in 1 Kings chapter 13, There is a message of the man of God, which is very important.
这个神人完成的工作，最后死了，被狮子咬死。
The man of God did God's work, and then in the end, he passed away.
就是他被狮子被那个 lion 把他咬死了。
He was killed by the lion.
他被老先知骗了。
And he was deceived by a prophet.
是 old prophet.
An old prophet.
是非常的可惜的。
And it was very pitiful.
但是他的死亡给我们一个很大的提醒。
But his death gave us an important reminder.
要抓住神所讲的话，不要被骗了。
That we must hold on to the word of God and not be deceived.
好，那到了第二十二章。
And then when we come to chapter 22.
这一章也是亚哈王生命结束的一章。
This is a chapter which talks about the death of Ahab.
这一章里面也有很重要的灵界的辩证，我们要掌握住。
And in this chapter, there's a spiritual battle which we need to understand.
因为这里面有所谓的谎言的灵会迷惑人。
Because there is a spirit here that can deceive.
那我们如果不小心，我们就会觉得说啊，好像自己做对了，其实错。
And if we are not careful, we will think that we are doing right, but actually we are doing wrong.
好，那这个二十二章的背景就是现在亚哈王跟约沙法王两个王现在联合在一起要去跟亚兰王打仗。
And so here, some background: King Ahab and King Jehoshaphat joined together to go into battle.
第一节是说亚兰国跟以色列国已经三年没有征战了。
And verse 1 it says, 3 years had passed without war between Syria and Israel.
如果我们读二十章，我们就会发现以色列国跟亚兰国在第二十章曾经发生过两次的征战。
In the previous chapters, it talks about the two wars between Syria and Israel.
那两次的征战是隔一年而已。
And between those two wars, it was only 1 year.
结果都是以色列打胜了。
And in the end, for both those wars, Israel won.
那打胜实际上是因为神帮助，不是以色列国很强。
And the reason why Israel won was because God helped them, not because Israel was strong.
那这个亚兰王便哈达本来该死的。
And the king of Syria was meant to have died.
但是亚哈王自作主张就把他放了。
But King Ahab allowed the king to be released.
那后来这个其实亚兰国跟亚哈之间本来立了一个约定。
The king of Syria and King Ahab had a covenant.
那这个约定呢，这是在第二十章，我们看一下好了。
And let's go to chapter 20.
第二十章，我们看第三十四节。
Verse 34.
三十四节。
Verse
34. 这是发生在第二次战争的时候，亚兰国的王。他跟以色列王亚哈之间立了一个约定。
And this was when the covenant was set between the two nations.
三十四节，便哈达对王说，王就是亚哈王说，我父从你父那里所夺的诚意，我必归还。你可以在大马色立街市，像我父在撒玛利亚所立的一样。亚哈说，我照此立约，放你回去。然后就与他立约，放他去了。
Verse 34, so Ben-Hadad said to him, the cities which my father took from your father I will restore, and you may set up marketplaces for yourself in Damascus as my father did in Samaria. Then Ahab said, I will send you away with this treaty. So he made a treaty with him and sent him away.
这个条约啊，这个合约是在那个亚哈王的车上立的。
And so this treaty that was made was also inscribed into the chariot of King Ahab.
那意思就是说，现在亚兰国要把他们从以色列国所侵夺的这些诚意啊，一个一个都还给以色列国。他们抢的亚兰国抢的这些城哈，要还来啊，还回去了。
So the cities that were taken away from Israel, they wanted to return.
那所以照理这个约既然签了之后，他们亚兰国就应该这样做啊，这样执行啊。
So as it was agreed, this other nation was meant to have agreed and done this.
但是
returned those cities.
显然亚兰国回去，他的王就忘记他这个约定了。
But this king forgot about this treaty.
所以到第22章, 现在3年过去了, 现在之间3年和平, 没有打仗。
And then 3 years later had passed, and we come to chapter 22.
22章的第二节到第三年, 这个约沙法, 犹大王约沙法下去见以色列王。
So then King Jehoshaphat went to see King of Israel.
我们都知道这个以色列国跟犹大国两国本来常常征战, 是敌对的。
We know that the king Judah and Israel had conflicts.
现在到这个地方他们两个竟然, 那个国王和好朋友一样。
But in this situation, they were working together like good friends.
其实是因为, 这个亚哈的女儿呢, 去嫁给了约沙法王的儿子。
Actually, it was King Ahab's daughter was married to King Jehoshaphat's son.
也就是说，他们这两国之间哈， 这个王之间通互相通婚了了。
And so they had a marriage and a connection between the two nations.
那这个历史呢？ 其实我们如果看一下《列王记下》第9章，就会看到。
And if we read on in 2 Kings chapter 9, we will see.
列王记下的第9章
2 Kings chapter 9
这里应该是说我们先看一下第8章这里在讲约兰第8章的第16节
chapter 8 verse 16
这里最后是说约沙法王的儿子约兰登基做犹大王。
So King Jehoshaphat's son Jehoram became the king.
好，那第十七节，约兰登基的时候32岁，在耶路撒冷做王8年。
Verse 17, he was 32 years old when he became king, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem.
18节，他行以色列诸王所行的，以亚哈家一样，因为他娶了亚哈的女儿为妻，行神眼中看为恶的事。
Verse 18, and he walked in the way of the kings of Israel, just as the house of Ahab had done, for the daughter of Ahab was his wife, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord.
那这个是在约沙王当王的时候，那个等于约沙王跟亚哈现在两个王是亲家。
And so when Jehoshaphat was king and King Ahab was king, they became like relatives.
那他们现在两家变成结亲了。Because through
the marriage, they had this connection,
they're
close.
所以本来敌对的现在变和好了。So
originally they had a conflict and they were enemies, but then they had peace together.
那在列王记上22章里面，他并没有告诉我们说为什么约沙法突然跑到 以色列去见亚哈。
In chapter 22, First Kings, it doesn't say why Jehoshaphat went to see Ahab.
那我们看一下历代志下的第18章。
If we turn to Second Chronicles,
第18章,
chapter 18.
那这一章跟列王记上的22章是平行的，两章基本上信息很一致，但是互相对照。
And so this chapter corresponds with chapter 22, First Kings. They are complementary to each other.
我们如果看18章的第1节。
Chapter 18, verse 1.
约沙法王大有尊荣，制裁，就跟亚哈结亲了。
Jehoshaphat had riches and honor and abundance, and by marriage he allied himself with Ahab.
就是他的儿子去娶了亚哈的女儿了。
That's Jehoshaphat's son got married to Ahab's daughter.
那过了几年，他下到撒玛利亚去见亚哈，亚哈为他和跟从他的人宰了许多的牛羊，劝他与自己同去攻取基列的拉摩。Verse
2, after some years, he went down to visit Ahab in Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen in abundance for him, and the people who were with him, and persuaded him to go up with him to Ramoth-Gilead.
第三节，以色列王亚哈问犹大王约沙法说：“你肯同我去攻击基列拉摩吗？”他回答说：“你我不分彼此，你我的民与你的民一样，必与你同去征战。”
Verse 3, so Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, Will you go with me against Ramoth Gilead? And he answered him, I am as you are, and my people as you are. We will be with you in war.
好，那注意看啊，这个亚哈跟约沙瓦王之间的对话。
So we look carefully at the conversation between Ahab and Jehoshaphat.
现在约沙瓦王他去到亚哈那里，亚哈摆了这个丰盛的筵席，先请他吃饭呢。
So Jehoshaphat went to visit Ahab, and Ahab prepared a large meal for him.
好，那吃完饭之后，才劝他说，哎，你要不要跟我一起去攻打那个基列的拉莫？
So after the meal, then Ahab spoke to Jehoshaphat, saying, "Will you go with me against Ramoth Gilead?"
好，那劝完之后，第三节再问他说，你跟要跟我一起去吗？
So after persuading him, he then asked Jehoshaphat, "Will you go with me?"
那这个时候，你想那个约沙瓦王好意思再拒绝吗？
So then at that point, do you think Jehoshaphat would want to reject him and say no?
亚哈王他本来就有一个想法。
Ahab had a thought.
他本来就打算去 攻打这个亚兰国，去夺回这个在基列地的拉莫城。
Ahab had this plan and this thought that he wanted to go against Ramoth Gilead.
因为我们如果看列王记上的第二十二章的第三节。
If we look at 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 3.
这是亚哈跟他的臣仆说的话。
And this is what King Ahab said to his servants.
你们不知道基列拉莫是属我们的吗？我们岂可静坐不动，不从亚兰王手里去夺回来吗？
Do you know that Ramoth in Gilead is ours, but we hesitate to take it out of the hand of the king of Syria?
也就是说亚兰国他没有遵守约定，他没有把基列拉莫还回来，我们应该去把他夺回来了。
He was saying that the king of Syria did not follow the treaty to give back Ramoth and Gilead, so we must take it back ourselves.
所以亚哈本来就已经打定主意要去攻打了。
So King Ahab had already decided in himself that he wanted to go against Ramoth and Gilead.
好了，现在约沙瓦王来了。
So now Jehoshaphat arrived.
那就请他吃饭。
And he gave him a good meal.
就劝他说，哎，你要不要跟我一起去啊？
And so he tried to persuade him, will you go with me?
然后劝完之后就问他说，你要不要去？
So after trying to persuade him, he asked him, will you go with me against Ramoth and Gilead?
那约沙王再怎么讲说，这个是亲家，那就去哦，一定去啊。你的名跟我的名是一样的，你的马跟我的马是一样的。
And so Jehoshaphat replied, I am as you are, and my people are as you are.
我们俗话有一句话说，吃人嘴软，拿人手短。就是说，你吃了人家，你如果吃了人家之后，你嘴巴就讲不出去了。
And so there's a saying, if you eat the meal, the food of others, then you cannot say something against them.
那拿人手短，你如果拿人家礼物，你的手就好像变短了，你该做的事情你就做不下去了。
So if you receive a gift from another person, you cannot just do whatever you please yourself.
通常那个贿赂别人的人，他把东西拿给你，他如果要贿赂你，他都有目的的嘛。
Often if a person has a plan and they want to give you a gift, they might have an objective.
这个礼物如果你收了下去之后，你的手就没了。
And if you accept this gift, then you don't have your own hand.
所以亚哈呢，他其实设计的很好，他是很聪明的。
So King Ahab had a clever plan.
他已经想要去攻打基列拉莫。
So he wanted to go against Ramoth.
现在约沙王来说，他请他吃饭。
So then.
Jehoshaphat 来了之后，他就请他吃饭呢。
When Jehoshaphat arrived, he wanted to give.Jehoshaphat a good meal.
那之后再问他说，你要不要跟我去啊？
So after the good meal, King Ahab asked him, "Would you go with me?"
一定要去啊。
So then of course he had to go with him.
再怎么也不好意思拒绝了。
And at that point, it's hard for him to reject.
好，所以其实亚哈他已经打定主意，他怎样做什么事了。
So actually, King Ahab already had a plan in his mind.
但是约沙瓦王他不知道，他本来没有这个打算的。
But actually, King Jehoshaphat didn't have this plan.
他是突然之间去了之后，哎，被邀请去要去打仗啊。
So he went to visit King Ahab, and all of a sudden he's been asked to go to war.
好，所以我们看到约沙瓦王这个时候，他发现有一件事情，应该先问神这样子好不好嘛？哈。
So then King Jehoshaphat thought, perhaps we should inquire of the Lord.
其实我们看到这里，约沙王犯了一个错误。
Actually, we see that Jehoshaphat did something wrong.
他是先答应了亚哈说，我跟你去了。
He first already accepted and said, I will go with you.
然后 才想说，那应该先来问神。
And then afterwards, he said, maybe we should inquire the Lord.
他跟以色列王说，请你先求问神。
So Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, please inquire for the Lord, word of the Lord today.
其实如果约沙王在答应亚哈之前先问神。
Perhaps, actually, if...
如果约沙王在答应亚哈之前，就是亚哈问他要不要去的时候，他先说，等一下，我先问一下神，我到底要不跟你去，先祷告在先了，祷告在先了。
If King Jehoshaphat actually inquired of the Lord and prayed first before answering King Ahab,
你觉得神会说好还是不好？
Do you think God would say you can go or not?
神会不会答应约沙瓦跟亚哈一起去打仗？
Would God allow and say Jehoshaphat should go with King Ahab to go to war?
应该不会。
He would say no.
我们从圣经是看到答案的。
From the Bible, we can see the answer.
我们看历代志下的第十九章。
We look at Second Kings.
历代志下第十九章。
Second Chronicles chapter 19.
第十九章。
Second Chronicles chapter 19.
我们都知道，约沙瓦王这一次去跟亚哈去打仗，差一点被亚哈害死了，差一点点了。
We see that in this war, Jehoshaphat almost
差一点死了。
Well, almost died.
如果不是神保守他，他就没命了。
If it wasn't for God's protection, then King Jehoshaphat would not have his life.
好了，他好不容易平平安安回来了。
And so, he actually came back safely in peace.
第二节
，in verse 2，
先见哈拿尼的儿子耶户出来迎接约沙法，对他说：“你岂当帮助恶人，爱那恨主的人呢？因此主的愤怒临到你了。”
Verse 2, and Jehu the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him and said to King Jehoshaphat, "Should you help the wicked and love those who hate the Lord? Therefore, the wrath of the Lord is upon you."
好，所以显然，如果约沙瓦在答应亚哈之前先问神，神就会告诉他说：“你不要跟他去。”
So if King Jehoshaphat had inquired of the Lord first before answering King Ahab, God would have said, "No, don't go."
很可惜，约沙瓦没有先问神，他就先答应了。
It's very pitiful that King Jehoshaphat didn't ask of the Lord first before answering King Ahab.
已经要去打仗了。已经要去打了。
And they were going to war.
他想说，那这样子应该问神，这样去安不安全？先问一下神。
But then later he thought to inquire of the Lord.
好，所以我们看到这个事实当中，求问神是对的，但是应该要在做决定以前先问神，这个时间点要掌握住。
Inquiring of the Lord is right, but we must inquire of the Lord first before doing the action.
如果我们已经决定要做一件事情，然后我们再去祷告，基本上我们只是寻求神给我们背书而已。
If we have already made the decision ourselves first and then inquiring of the Lord, it's as if we are wanting God just to agree with us.
我们一定要从圣经学到教训。
We must learn from the Bible.
要在做决定以前先祷告问神。
Before we make decisions, pray and inquire of the Lord.
不能够我们想要怎么做了，我们已经决定好了，然后再来祷告说，哎，这样神这样子好不好啊？
Not that we shouldn't make the decision first and then ask God.
好，那我们现在看回来，第五节，现在约沙瓦王他跟亚哈说，要问先问神，请你先求问神。
So and back to 1 Kings chapter 22, then Jehoshaphat asked, please let us inquire of the Lord.
如果约沙王没有这样子要求，亚哈他大军一开出去就去打仗了，他根本不需要问的。
If Jehoshaphat didn't mention this, then King Ahab would have just gone straight to war.
因为他本来就已经计划好的。
Because King Ahab had already decided.
好了，现在因为约沙王提出来，所以他就接下去第六节，以色列王就召聚他的先知四百人来问。
And so, because King Jehoshaphat requested this, then in verse 6, the king of Israel gathered the prophets together.
这四百个人都，他问他们说：“哎，上去攻取基列拉莫可不可以啊？”
And there were 400 men and said to them, Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to fight, or shall I refrain?
他们就说上去啊，因为主必将那个城交给你的王的手里啊。
So they said, Go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king.
王都已经什么东西准备好了。军队都已经吊旗了，准备要出去了。
So the king had already prepared the men for battle.
这四百个人来了，都知道王想要做什么吗
？The 400 men already knew what the king wanted.
他们都知道这个王喜欢听的话了。
They already knew what the king wanted to hear.
当然讲出那个让王喜欢听的了。
And so they said what the king wanted to hear.
就跟他说去了，一定可以得胜，神帮助你。
And so they said, "Go up, for the Lord will deliver it into the hand of the king."
但是第七节，这个约沙瓦说：“这里不是还有神的先知，我们可以求问他吗
？”But in verse 7, Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not still a prophet of the Lord here that we may inquire of him?"
我们这里从第六节跟第七节看到两种先知。
So in verse 6 and 7, we see two types of prophets.
这四百个先知似乎是亚哈王他养的。
The 400 men were men that were of King Ahab.
对，那现在这里还有一个所谓的神的先知。
But then there was a prophet in verse 7, mentioned which is of God of the Lord.
那这个主的先知啊，连约沙瓦他都知道。
And this prophet of the Lord, Jehoshaphat, knows about this person.
所以约沙瓦王听完这四百个人讲完之后，觉得说，那这样子好像不太妥当，再请那个神的先知来问问看吧。
And after hearing the 400 men speaking, Jehoshaphat mentioned that, "Oh, isn't there the prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of him?"
第八节
，verse 8，
以色列王就跟约沙王说：“对啊，还有一个啊，他是这个叫米该亚，我恨他，因为他指着我所说的预言，不说吉言，单说凶言。”
Verse 8. So the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is still one man, Micaiah, the son of Imla." By whom we may inquire of the Lord.
啊，我恨他。
But I hate him because he does not prophesy good concerning me, but evil.
也就是说，他每次跟我讲的话都是不好的。
So he's saying that every time Micaiah speaks, it's bad things.
再一次，你看到亚哈他的问题。
So then Jehoshaphat asks.
就是亚哈的问题
啊。Oh, King Ahab's.
亚哈的问题是什么？他喜欢听好话，他喜欢听。他想什么，别人如果就附和他，他最喜欢的。
The problem was that King Ahab only wanted to hear good things from people about him.
米该亚是神的先知。
But Micaiah was a prophet of the Lord.
他恨他。
And so he hated him.
因为每次跟他讲的都跟他想的不一样。
Because every time he spoke with him, Micaiah said evil things.
就是反正就是去抵触王的意思了。
Which were not in line with what King Ahab was thinking, and it was in conflict.
米该亚他这个时候在亚哈的心中跟亚哈对以利亚是一样的。亚哈把以利亚当作仇敌啊。
So King Ahab also made Elijah as an enemy.
啊，因为以利亚出现就是指责他错误的。
Because when Elijah spoke, he often pointed out the wrongs of King Ahab.
现在米该亚所讲的都是王不喜欢听的。
And so when Micaiah spoke to King Ahab, it was also things that King Ahab didn't want to hear.
那个约沙王就跟亚哈说，不要这样讲。
So King Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say such things."
也就是说，对神的先知不要有这样的偏见。
So he was saying that don't say these things about the prophet of the Lord.
这个神的先知是要传达神的话的。
Because the prophet of the Lord was to say the words of God.
是要让你走在神的路上。
It's a prophet who would guide you on God's path.
那其实神兴起先知，基本上都是为了要订正错误。
But actually, God rose up prophets to point out the wrongs of man.
那通常都是这个掌权人不喜欢的。
And very often, it's what the rulers did not like to hear.
好，那结果呢？这个亚哈呢，就是派了一个太监。要去找米该亚来。
So then King Ahab sent someone to find Micaiah.
那在去找米该亚的路的这个期间哈、啊，这个第十节这里啊，两个王就在撒玛利亚这个城门的空地上啊，这个广场里面呢、啊，就把这些先知都把他叫来了。
So while the Micaiah was being brought, both the kings. sat each on his throne on the threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them.
好，那第十一节这个西底家这个先知哦，还特别用这个两个铁角作为一个道具，当场演给他们看。你看，你们出去打仗就是这样子得胜的。
And in verse 11, it mentions that Zedekiah, the son of Chana, had made horns of iron for himself.
And 你要用这个脚抵触亚兰人。
And he said, Thus says the Lord, with these you shall gore the Syrians until they are destroyed.
这两个轰，这个两个铁脚，就是两个王嘛，你们两个王出去就把这个亚兰人打败了。
And he was mentioning about these horns of iron because it represented both the kings.
你们一定可以大获全胜回来。
That you can for sure be successful and win
the battle. 第十二节说，所有的先知都这样讲。
And so all the prophets talked in this way.
去，一定得胜。
If you go, then you will prosper.
这个时候，亚哈一定很高兴。
And at that point, King Ahab would be very happy.
我们看箴言二十九章。
Let's turn to
箴言二十九章。
Numbers.
Proverbs.
Proverbs.
箴言二十九章。
Proverbs chapter 29.
请看第十二节，箴言二十九章十二节。
Proverbs chapter 29.
十二节。
Verse 12.
十二节说：“君王若听谎言，他一切臣仆都是奸恶的。”
If a ruler pays attention to lies, all his servants become wicked.
掌权的人如果喜欢听谎话，他的那个臣仆一定都讲谎话给他听，让他高兴。
If a ruler likes to hear lies, then all his servants will say those lies.
这个君王有祸了。
And then this ruler will fall.
因为他周边的人，周围人不会跟他讲真话。
Because all those around him will not tell him true things.
我们今天要很小心。
And today we must be careful.
常常我们喜欢听别人赞美我们的话。
Very often we want to hear praise from others.
我们没有一个人喜欢听被责备的话。
No one wants to hear words of rebuke.
但其实真正爱我们的人，他会把我们的错误指出来。
But actually, those who love us will point out our wrongs.
所以当有人告诉我们说哪里要改的时候，我们要很感谢，要谢谢他。
So when someone tells us which area we need to improve and change, then we must thank you.
因为那是真的对我们有帮助的。
Because that is helpful to us.
绝对不要把他当仇敌。
For sure, do not make them our enemy.
今天。如果我们能够从圣经里面得到学习
，And today if we are able to gain teachings and learnings from the Bible，
我们真的会喜爱真实，我们会一直进步，我们会一直得到别人的提醒。
Then we will improve step by step, and we will gain reminders.
别人告诉我们要改进的地方，我们会很感谢。
And when others tell us where we need to change and improve, then we must be thankful.
现在这个王哦，他喜欢听谎言呢。
But this ruler paid attention to lies, and he liked hearing those lies.
甚至连现在去找米盖亚这个太监这个使者都跟米盖亚说了，先跟他提醒了。
And so they wanted to search for this prophet Micaiah.
就是说这个使者这个 messenger 第十三节哈。
This messenger in verse 13.
他跟米盖亚说，众先知都一口同音的向王说吉言哦，所以哦你哦。最好也是跟他们一样讲那个好听的话了。
The messenger said to Micaiah, "Now listen, the words of the prophets with one accord encourage the king. Please let your word be like the word of one of them and speak encouragement."
但是米盖亚说了一句忠心正直的先知所应当讲的经典名言，就是我们今天的圣句。
In verse 14, and Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak."
就是神他说什么，我就说什么。
And what he meant was, whatever God says, I will say.
也就是说，先知本身是神的传声筒。
And the work of a prophet is to speak what God says.
他不能够用他自己的想法去讲话。
They must not use their own thinking to speak.
不可以看到什么人就说什么话。
They can't see a particular person and say words accordingly.
他要很忠实的把神所讲的话把它讲出去。
They must be faithful and say what God says.
今天一个忠心的神的仆人，他一定要做到这一步。
And today, as a faithful servant of God, this is what we must do.
这个叫做忠心，这个叫做正直。
This is faithful and upright.
那这样也才是神所喜悦的。
And this is also what's pleasing to God.
所以这个神的 这个使者哈、啊，要很纯正的去传讲神的话，
and so、
不可以添加自己的意思。
His messenger should have spoken faithfully and not we must not use our own thinking to speak.
好了，现在米迦亚他来到王面前了。
And so Micaiah came before the king.
王就问他说：“我们去打可不可以啊？”
So the king asked, "Should we go to war?"
好，那这个米迦亚就说：“可以啊，去的一定赢。”
Micaiah said, "Yes, you can go, and you will win."
他这样一讲以后，倒是这个王开始觉得奇怪了。你这次怎么讲话跟以前不一样了、啊、
？And then the king thought, "This is unusual. Why would you say these words?"
啊，所以十六节哈、啊，我当嘱咐你几次，你才奉神的名向我说实话呢？
Verse 16, so the king said to him, "How many times shall I make you swear that you tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?"
这个也就是说，其实米迦亚他一直以来都是讲神要他讲的话。
But actually, from beginning to even till then, Micaiah was always saying the words of God.
这次是因为派去的那个使者已经先跟他通知了，人家都已经讲这个话，你最好这样讲哦。
And,
他就顺这个局势，就是这样讲哦。
And even though the messenger went to him and encouraged him to follow the words of the other prophets,
但是这个王觉得这次不对了。
But then the king thought there was something not right there.
他想要知道实际神的话是什么。
He really wanted to hear what was the will of the God.
第十七节
，verse 17.
这是米迦亚他看到第一个异象，他看到第一件事情。
And in verse 17, this is Micaiah's vision.
这是他看到的。
This is what he saw.
他说：“我看见以色列众民散在山上，像没有牧人的羊群一般。神说，这民没有主人，他们可以平平安安的各归各家去了。”
Verse 17. Then he said, "I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains, as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, 'These have no master. Let each return to his house in peace.'"
也就是说，神让米迦亚看到即将要发生的事实。
And so he, God allowed Micaiah to see this vision.
先知就是看到一般人还没有看到的，已经即将发生的事嘛。
And a prophet was able to see what others could not see.
好，他还没有讲完。
Before he was able to finish.
这个以色列王亚哈就跟耶沙法说：“你看，我前面有跟你说嘛，这个人所讲的都是凶言。”
And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did I not tell you he would not prophesy goods concerning me, but evil?"
好，现在米迦亚他既然讲了，他就把话讲清楚了。
So after that was said, Micaiah further explained.
十九节，米迦亚说：“你要听神的话。我看见主坐在宝座上，天上的万军矗立在他的左右。”
Verse 19, then Micaiah said, "Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing by on his right hand and on his left."
这是第二次米迦亚看到的。
This was the second vision that Micaiah saw.
看到神坐在宝座上。
He saw the Lord sitting on his throne.
他好像亲临在天上啊，在神那里看到神跟这些他的使者之间的对话。
It was as if he was in heaven with the Lord, seeing the Lord speaking with his messengers.
第二十节，所以他只是报告他当时他在看到异象里面看到天上所发生的情景。
And he was able to see what was happening in heaven.
神说：“谁去引诱亚哈上基列的拉莫去阵亡呢？”
And the Lord said, "Who will persuade Ahab to go up that he may fall at Ramoth Gilead?"
亚哈的结局，其实神啊在啊前面。已经借着以利亚先知讲了，在第二十一章。
And actually in chapter 21, God had already spoken to Elijah about the end result of Ahab.
他即将要死的。
Ahab was about to die.
而且他的家，他说都不得好死，死在城里的被狗吃，死在野外的被空中的飞鸟吃。
And His family would be eaten by dogs and the birds of the air.
死得非常凄惨啊。
And it would be a very pitiful death.
那所以神已经定了亚哈的结局。
And so God had already decided what would happen with King Ahab.
这件事情要怎么成就？
And so how would this all come about?
好，那这个说这样，那个说那样，有很多方法。
And so there could be different ways that could happen.
二十一节有一个神灵啊，出来站在神的面前说：“我去引诱他。”
And verse 21, then a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him.
那22节神就问他说，你要用什么方法？他说，我去，要在他众先知口中做谎言的灵。神说，这样子，那你必能够引诱他，你去阻止行吧。
Verse 22, the Lord said to him, in what way? So he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, you shall persuade him and also prevail. Go out and do so.
我们注意看第22节说，我去要在他的众先知口中做谎言的灵。
And so in verse 22, he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets.
这些先知是王的先知。
And these prophets were prophets of the king.
这些先知不是神的哦。
They were not prophets of the Lord.
是属亚哈的。
They were prophets of King Ahab.
专门讲亚哈喜欢听的话的。
And they would say what King Ahab would be pleased with.
现在这个灵啊，他说我要在他的先知口中做谎言的灵，要他们专门讲谎话。
And so here the Spirit is saying, I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.
这样的方法一定可以引诱亚哈去阵亡。
And this way will persuade King Ahab to go into the battle.
23节，现在米迦亚说出这个事实。
In verse 23, Micaiah says,
现在主使谎言的灵入了你这些先知的口，并且主已命定降祸给你了。
Therefore, Luke, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these prophets of yours, and the Lord has declared disaster against you.
这是啊，这个谎言的灵这个问题的。
And so this lying spirit.
这怎么一回事呢？
How can this happen?
这个在神面前的这个使者，他现在来到啊这些人当中，成为谎言的灵，让他们讲出的话都是谎言。
And so these prophets that come out and speak that what they say is
其实神有没有告诉这些先知说他们去打仗的时候他们会赢还输？
And actually did God already speak with these prophets?
没有。
That the battle will win or lose?
这些先知他们知道王想要做什么事，他们就顺着王的意思跟他说，你去一定赢，让他欢喜。
These prophets went out and spoke to the King Ahab to say things that would please King Ahab.
他们所讲出的话是从神给的吗？不是啊。
Were these words from God? No.
神他真正的话是给了米迦亚。
The words of God were given to Micaiah.
米迦亚看到将要发生的事实。
Micaiah saw what will happen in the future.
那这些先知他们在王面前。甚至把他表演给王看的是怎么来的。
And these prophets even performed in front of King Ahab.
我们先看以西结书第十三章。
And let's turn to Ezekiel.
以西结书第十三章。
Ezekiel chapter 13.
十三章从第一节开始。
Chapter 13 verse 1.
以西结书十三章第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 1.
主的话临到我说，第二节，人子啊，你要说预言攻击以色列中说预言的先知，对那些本己心发预言的说，你们当听神的话。
Verse 1, and the word of the Lord came to me, saying, verse 2, Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who prophesy, and say to those who prophesy out of their own heart, hear the word of the Lord.
第三节，主神如此说，愚顽的先知有祸了，他们随从自己的心意，却一无所见。
Verse 3, thus says the Lord God, Woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing.
第四节，以色列啊，你的先知好像荒场中的狐狸。
Verse 4, O Israel, your prophets are like foxes in the deserts.
第五节，没有上去独挡破口，也没有为以色列家重修墙垣。使他们当主的日子在镇上站立得住。
Verse 5, you have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel, to stand in battle on the day of the Lord.
第六节，这些人所见的是虚假，是谎诈的占卜。他们说是主说的，其实主并没有差遣他们。他们倒使人指望那话必然立定。
Verse 6, they have envisioned futility and false divination, saying, Thus says the Lord, But the Lord has not sent them, yet they hope that the word may be confirmed.
第七节，你们岂不是见了虚假的异象吗？岂不是说了仿诈的占卜吗？你们说这是主说的，其实我没有说。
Verse 7, have you not seen a futile vision, and have you not spoken false divination? You say, the Lord says, but I have not spoken.
这一段圣经让我们了解什么叫做谎言的灵。
So these verses explain to help us understand what is a lying spirit.
这些先知是本己心说预言的。
And these prophets are saying what is in their own heart.
神没有说，是他凭自己的心意讲出的。
God didn't speak. They were speaking out of their own heart, their own thoughts.
这些先知讲的话是为了讨好这个王的。
These prophets, what they said was just to please King Ahab.
他们被自己的话骗到，以为神说的。
They were even
他们这样想，以为神这样是这样说。
They were even deceived by their own words, thinking that it was God who spoke these words.
其实神没有说。
Actually, God didn't speak.
这就是今天我们要很小心的。
And so today we must be very careful.
我们为什么说在做决定以前要先祷告？
Why is it that before we make decision, we must pray?
每一天，我们要一定要把我们的所做的事，我们所要成就的，先放在神面前，问他。
Every day, before whatever we want to accomplish, before we do those things, and decide, we must pray to God and ask.
我们最后才不会被自己的心意骗了。
And so then we won't be deceived by our own thoughts.
有时候我们已经决定要做一件事情了，已经想好的。
Sometimes we have already decided to do something.
那我们再去祷告。
And then we pray.
其实最后我们很难顺服神。
But actually, if we do it this way, it's very difficult to do according to.
我们很有可能
to follow God.
会一直跟神祷告、跟神求，但是都没有结果。
We may pray and pray to ask God about this, but we have no result.
因为我们期待的是神顺着我们的意思，我们想要这样做。主啊，你给我成全吧。
Because we just pray that we want God to agree with us and help it to be realized.
我们不是真的尊重神，说神啊，你的意思在哪里？
And we are not respecting God and asking what is God's will.
所以亚哈的这个先知事实上是本他们自己的心意在讲话的。
So these prophets of King Ahab were speaking of their own hearts and thoughts.
亚哈他听不下去先知所讲的真先知所讲的话了。
But King Ahab did not want to listen to the true prophet.
然后甚至连这个西底家都来打那个米该亚。
And even Zedekiah went to strike Micaiah.
他说：“神的灵从哪里离开我，跟你说话了。”
Zedekiah said,
第24节
in verse 24, which way did the spirit of the Lord go from me to speak to you?
这不是神讲话的问题，是米该亚已经亲眼看到。事情要怎么发生的
？Micaiah already saw how the things will happen.
那这个其他的先知，他们是等候神说，神都没有说。
And so, they're waiting for God to speak, but God had not spoken.
最后是用自己的心意去讲话。
So they used their own thoughts to speak.
这些就成为假先知。
And then they became false prophets.
最后亚哈也因此丧命。
And so then, King Ahab also followed and believed them.
神的预言，神给他的刑罚就实现了。
And then, the prophecy of God came about.
我们今天要凡事求问神。
And so today we must always pray and inquire of the Lord.
要求神帮助我们有一个顺服的心。
That we will have a submissive heart.
因为如果我们自己已经有决定了，再来问神，已经太晚了。
If we have already decided in our heart,
then it's. 很难真的顺服神的旨意。
Then it's very difficult to follow the will of God.
这些就好像我们今天要做自己的事，只是要神给我们背书而已。
It's just that we want to do what we want to do in our lives, and we just want God to agree.
那这样的祈祷事实上是有误差的。
And this kind of prayer is not right.
我们恳求神帮助我们。
We pray that God will help us.
我们再来看一节经文，看阿摩斯书第三章。
And let's turn to Amos.
阿摩斯书第三章。
Chapter 3.
我们看完之后再来祷告。
After this, we will pray.
第五节。
Verse 5.
阿摩斯书三章五节。若没有基建，雀鸟岂能陷在网罗里呢？网罗若无所得，岂能从地上翻起来呢
？Will a bird fall into a snare on the earth, where there is no trap for it? Will a snare spring up from the earth if it has caught nothing at all?
第六节，城中若吹角，百姓岂不惊恐呢？灾祸若临到一城，岂非神所降的吗？
Verse 6, if a trumpet is blown in a city, will not the people be afraid? If there is calamity in a city, will not the Lord have done it?
第七节，主神若不将奥秘指示他的仆人众先知，就一无所行。
And verse 7, surely the Lord does nothing unless he reveals a secret to his servants, the prophets.
其实神会把奥秘告诉他的仆人的。
Actually, God will reveal the secrets and the mysteries to his servants.
如果我们愿意顺服神
，if we are willing to submit to God,
凡事求他的旨意
，and always pray for God's will.
把我们的意识先放到旁边
，so that we put our own thoughts
先祷告求他
to the side, and pray to God first.
他说他没有将他的奥秘指示仆人，他一无所行，神不会先做事。他先让我们明白的。
Unless he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets.
祷告一定可以看到功效。
If we pray, we will for sure definitely see the result.
现在要一起来祷告。
And now we'll pray together.
我们可能有很多事情在祷告。
Perhaps there's many things we
need to pray about. 我们每一个人都有在跟神求的事。
And each of us have things we need to pray to God about.
我们在祷告当中问神。
In prayer, we inquire of the Lord.
顺服他的旨意。
And submit to his God's will.
那我们也为教会的联合布道会祷告。
And also pray for the church's ESSC.
为这个福音的门打开，求神亲自动工。
And that the doors of the gospel will be open, and that God's work will be done.
这是神的旨意，要把福音传给万民。
Because this is God's will that the gospel be spread to all nations.
要求神给我们机会。
And pray that God will give us this opportunity.
求神给我们胆量。
And to give us this courage.
求神在人的心里做工。
In that among people we can do this work.
那也求神怜悯在病痛当中的同龄。
And we pray that God will have compassion on the brothers and sisters who are going through illness.
许多弟兄姐妹在病痛当中在康复的，我们求主怜悯照顾。
And our brothers and sisters who are ill, we pray that God will have this compassion and protect and help them.
那我们还有许多同龄在求圣灵，我们也祈求神把圣灵浇灌给他们让他们领受这个神所应许的礼物能够一起来得到这个神最好的将来在神的国度里面有这个得救的凭据。
And brothers and sisters who are praying for the Holy Spirit, we pray that God will grant this Holy Spirit to you, that this guarantee to heaven.
我们现在就一起来祷告，要接受按手祷告的，我们请到前面来。
And we'll now pray, and if you would like the laying of hands, please come forward.
我们要用二十分钟祷告。
And we'll use 20 minutes to pray.
我们请教会的执事来帮助我们按手祷告。
And we ask the ministers to help with the laying of hands.
现在同心祷告。
And let's all pray together.